朋友和弟兄姊妹早。
Morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
谢谢你们有回应。感谢主，让我们今天能够在这里传福音。
Thank the Lord for the opportunity to share the gospel this morning.
福音就是大好的消息。
The gospel is the good news.
我们每个人都喜欢听好消息。
And all of us like to hear good news.
但是很多的好消息呢，不一定带给你真正的祝福。
But much good news may not bring you true blessing.
有的好消息呢，叫你变得很忙碌。
And some good news may cause you to be more busy.
有的小消息说叫你去赚钱，结果可能叫你受痛苦。
And maybe some good news causes you to go earn more money and give you more trouble.
唯有耶稣基督的福音
，and only the gospel of Jesus Christ.
纯正的好消息。
Is the true good news.
是要给人祝福不加上忧愁的。
And it gives people blessing without adding trouble.
我们来读几处圣经。
Let us read a few passages from the Bible.
来读提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
如果弟兄姊妹你附近有福音朋友的话，麻烦你照顾一下。提摩太前书，我们先读第三章十六节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
提摩太前书三章十六节
First Timothy 3:16
好，都分到了，我们先读中文，然后再读英文。
We'll first read in Chinese and then in English.
提摩太前书三章十六节，来，中文。大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world,was taken up in glory.
我们好不好再一起用中英文一起练一次啊？每个人都练好吗？你照你的版本啊。
Together,
好，来，大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。接着我们来读这同样一卷书第一章的十五节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
第一章十五节。
1:15.
我们这次也是中英文一起来。
All together.
好，来。基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。好，我们就读一段一节就好。然后最后我们来读同一也是同一卷书第四章八节到十节。
Same book, chapter 4, verses 8 through 10.
第四章的第八节到第十节，我们一起来啊。操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。这些事你要吩咐人，也要教导人。好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这一段话从提摩太前书第三章第一章和第四章里面，
These passages we read in 1 Timothy,
我们看见神做了一件奇妙的大事。
We see that our Lord did a miraculous work.
他做这件事的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of this work?
是为了要拯救世人。
The purpose was to save sinners.
更准确的说，就是要拯救罪人。
That is to save sinners.
所以今天的题目我要讲的是大哉敬虔的奥秘。
And so today I want to share on the mystery of godliness.
这节圣经在初代教会里面是一首诗歌。
In the early church, this mystery of godliness was a hymn.
弟兄姊妹们非常喜欢唱这首诗歌。
And brothers and sisters enjoy to sing this hymn.
因为在那里看见神做了一件大事。
Because there they saw that God did a great work.
那是一件奥秘的事。
And it is a mystery.
什么是奥秘呢？
What is a mystery?
奥秘就是在那位创造万物的神心中一个秘密。
And so this mystery is a secret in the heart of the God who created the universe.
这样的秘密没有人知道。
And the secret, is not known by anyone.
唯有神自己知道。
Only God knows.
但是有一天，
But one day,
这个奥秘，
this mystery,
在一个人的身上被看见了。
Was seen in one person.
那就是神在肉身显现。
And that is God appearing in a man, as a man.
就是耶稣基督，神的儿子降生。
And that is the birth of Jesus Christ.
那么敬虔是什么意思呢？
And what is godliness?
敬虔就是人把神活出来。
Godliness is when people live out God.
神从人的身上彰显了他的美德和荣耀。
God manifests his beauty and glory through people.
所以敬虔是一个大奥秘。
So godliness is a great mystery.
我们看我们人。
We look at people.
怎么像是能够彰显神荣耀的呢？
How can we manifest God's glory?
我们的说话。
When we speak.
我们的行事。
Our actions,
我们的思想,
our thoughts,
多少的罪恶,
our sins,
对人造成多大的伤害,
and the hurt that we've caused others.
但是神有一个意念,
but God has this idea,
他要叫人能够彰显他的荣耀,
that he wants people to manifest his glory.
所以到了时候满足了,
and so when the time is up,
神就在肉身显现,
then God, manifest himself in the flesh.
这是全人类第一个把神的荣耀彰显出来的。
And this is the first manifestation of God's glory.
那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
在他之前没有。
Because before him there was none.
在他之后也没有。
And after him there were none.
但是当救恩整个完成的时候。
But when salvation was accomplished.
有许许多多信他的人。
Many of those who believed in him.
都要彰显这个荣耀。
All will manifest his glory.
他们都被做成功了。
And they were all accomplished.
在他们的身上正是神儿子的荣耀。
In their life, they had the glory of God.
所以有一天，
So one day,
圣经告诉我们说，众子要一同进到荣耀里面去。
The Bible says that all children will enter into glory.
亲爱的朋友们，
Brothers, friends,
今天这个福音，
Today this gospel,
可能跟你平常听的都不太一样。
Maybe different from what you've heard.
很多时候你听到的是神要来帮助我们解决问题。
And many times you may hear God is here to help us solve our problems.
神要来给我们一些这样的祝福，那样的祝福。
And he will give us these blessings,
让我们快乐一点。
So that we can be more happy.
让我们舒服一点。
So that we can be more comfortable.
但是我觉得这个时代。
But in these times,
我们真的是处在一个非常危急的时代。
We live in a time of crisis.
我们没有多少时间还可以浪费。
And we don't have much time to waste.
包括我们所有已经信主的弟兄姊妹在内。
Including brothers and sisters.
我觉得我们已经处在一个非常危急的时代。
We do live in a time of crisis.
因为当头一个人亚当犯罪之后。
Because when the first person Adam sinned.
罪进到人类里头。
Then sin entered into humanity.
亚当所有的后代也都在这个罪的里头。
So the descendants of Adam are in the sin.
这个罪它是会发酵的，它是会膨胀的，它是会恶化的。
And this sin will grow and become greater.
这个罪在整个人类的历史中一直在往前蔓延。
And so this sin has been progressing among people.
我不知道我们的朋友们，你有没有注意到整个世界变了？
I don't know if friends have realized or seen that the world has changed.
世界变得非常的淫乱，非常的邪恶。
And it has become very wicked and corrupt.
主耶稣用这两个字来形容这个世代的特点。
Jesus uses these two words to characterize these times.
在他来之前，
Before he came,
我们是处在一个邪恶又淫乱的世代中间。
Before he comes, we will live in a time of corruption and wickedness.
如果我们有用网站的话，大概可能会看到这个消息。
If we use the internet, we may see this news.
就是在恐怕有 一两个月前
About two months ago
有一个大陆的女孩13岁好像是北京人
There was a 13-year-old girl from Beijing
有一天呢电视记者访问她
One day the reporter interviewed her
就是她使用这个万维网啊还有什么感想
What her thoughts were about using the internet
结果她说了一句很有意思的话
And she had an interesting response
从一个很天真的女孩口中她说
From a very innocent girl, she said
她说我们这个网络呢很黄很暴力
She said that this internet, it is very vulgar and violent.
什么是 vulgar?
Vulgar.
嗯，淫乱了。那一句话是不是跟主耶稣的话正好是相对应呢
？And are not those words the same as Jesus' words?
我们的网络很黄，很暴力。
It is the internet is very violent.
黄就是很淫乱。
And vulgar.
很暴力就是很邪恶。
Violent is very wicked.
今天的媒体是不是专门出产这两类的东西呢
？In today's media, this is what they generate.
不论是好莱坞的电影。
Whether it's Hollywood,
日本人在那边精心写的那些的游戏啊，那些的漫画
，or the comics from Japan,
整个世界被淫乱和暴力所充斥。
The world is controlled by this corruption and wickedness.
这个淫乱已经到了满盈的地步。
And it has reached a certain point.
朋友们，我们真的是不敢看这个世界到底罪恶有多深。
So we are afraid to see how deep this world is in sin.
如果我们看的话，我们会没办法过日子。
Because if we did, we would be it would be difficult for us to live on.
这次我从台湾回这里的路上
，On my way back from Taiwan,
航空公司送给我们一份报纸。
The airline gave us newspapers.
因为我看到两个消息。
And I saw two pieces of news.
心中真的非常的痛苦。
And gave me great trouble in my heart.
有一个母亲。
There was a mother.
她自己去卖淫。
She sold herself into prostitution.
她把她的三个女儿，最大的11岁的，就开始带去做这样的工作。
And she also began taking her daughters, the oldest, who was 11, she took them into this business.
母亲都是最爱孩子的。
And mothers are those who love their children the most.
是她怀的胎。
And these children were born by her.
是她喂的奶。
And were raised by her.
但是在她孩子都还没有成年的时候，已经遭遇到这种惨无人道的对待。
But even before her daughters were mature, they had to experience these things.
有个消息更叫人痛心。
And another piece of news,
就是台湾的社会局有一个城市的社会局，他们发现了一件事情。
There was a community department in Taiwan. They discovered something.
有人去报告这样的惨事。
There was someone who reported this news.
一个三岁的女孩，一个一岁的女孩，他们已经失去了他们的童真。
A three-year-old and a one-year-old had already, girls had lost their virginity.
没有人敢相信。
And no one, could believe this.
这个母亲还为着她同居的男朋友辩护。
And this mother, was still, defending her boyfriend.
但是医院的证明是这样。
But, the evidence from the hospital was such.
如果父母不保护幼小的孩子的话，还有谁能保护他们
？If the parents cannot protect their children, then who can？
我们中国人有一句话说：“虎毒不食子”，就老虎不会吃他小孩。
There's a Chinese saying that, the tiger will not eat her cubs.
虽然老虎很凶恶
，even though the tiger, a tiger, is very
他尚且会保护他的孩子。
Tigers still protect their children.
但今天你去看看世界在发生什么。
And so today you see what's happening in the world.
父亲摧残自己的女儿的。
Fathers who abuse their daughters.
孩子杀父母的。
Children who murder their parents.
父母把孩子们一起带去自杀的。
Parents who bring their children along their suicides.
我们的世界已经坏了。
Our world has fallen apart.
朋友们，如果你不从这个世界分别出来。
And friends, if you're not separated from this world.
你就必定要跟这个世界一同沉沦。
Then you will perish along with the world.
这是一个非常危急的时代。
So this is a time of crisis.
不是我们可以再把道理说说听听，当作故事。
And it's no longer time to just hear doctrine as stories.
我盼望我们的朋友和弟兄姊妹们，我们大家都警醒过来。
And so we hope that our friends and brothers and sisters will be awakened.
我们处在一个魔鬼气愤愤的，要把所有一切的罪恶请到世界的时候了。
We live in a time when the enemy is bringing sin fully into this world.
感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
他爱我们。
That he loves us.
他知道整个人类一定是到最后完全毁坏的。
And he knows that humanity will be destroyed in the end.
但是当时间到的时候。
But when the time is up.
神切进人类的历史里边。
God will enter into history.
他自己成了肉身。
And he became flesh.
他来把神当有的生命美德在这一生中间表现出来。
And he manifested the beauty and glory of God.
大在近前的奥秘。
This is the mystery of God.
是什么奥秘呢？
What is this mystery?
就是神在肉身显现。
That is God, being a man.
不仅让魔鬼知道人可以活出神的美德。
So that the enemy will know that, people can manifest God's glory.
叫所有亚当堕落的族类知道人可以得拯救。
It also shows the descendants of Adam that we can be saved.
所以圣经说无人不以为然。
And so, it says it's beyond all question.
这是毫无疑问的。
There is no doubt.
这是不需要怀疑的。
You do not have to doubt.
是人人都知道的。
Everyone knows.
耶稣基督曾经降世。
That Jesus Christ came to earth once.
所有的历史书都讲这件事情。
And all the history books speak of this.
圣经更是把耶稣的生平记载在四本福音书里面。
And the Bible also records his life in four books.
他的降生。
His birth.
是预言的。
Was prophesied.
他一生的经历是预言的。
And his entire life was prophesied.
他的死他的复活更是预言的。
His death and his resurrection were prophesied.
因着爱他来到人间。
And because of love, he came to earth.
这世界他本来是不愿意进来的。
And originally he was unwilling to enter this world.
多么的肮脏。
How dirty it was.
多么的污秽。
And
多么的败坏。
How wicked it was.
这位圣洁的神必须要在这里忍受这个世界的臭味33年半。
And this holy God had to endure this world for 33 and a half years.
他不仅来了。
Not only did he come.
而且他选择一个特别的地方。
But he chose a special place.
我们每个人的出生是没有选择余地的。
All of our births, we do not have a choice.
我们生在谁家就生在谁家了。
Wherever we are born, that is where we are born.
但是这一位神的儿子，他是有选择余地的。
But this God, Son of God, had a choice.
但是他选择在一个穷苦的家庭出生。
But he chose to be born in a poor household.
木匠的家里。
The house of a carpenter.
他不是选择在君王，也不是选择在这些大官的家庭。
And not in the family of a king or of high officials.
虽然他本来是王。
Even though he was a king.
可是他选择降生在马槽。
But he chose to be born in a manger.
他生长在一个小城叫拿撒勒。
And he was born and raised in a town called Nazareth.
犹太人都知道拿撒勒是一个人所瞧不起的地方。
And all the Jews know that Nazareth was a place that was overlooked by others.
他一生没有枕头之处。
And his entire life he did not have a place.
他的名字叫做耶稣。
And his name is Jesus.
就是要把他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
And that is to save his people out of sin.
耶稣是救主。
Jesus is Savior.
他从哪里救我们？
And where does he save us?
他从罪恶中把我们救出来。
He saves us out of sin.
罪恶附着在这个世界的里头。
Sin is in this world.
全世界被这个罪恶的王所控制。
And the entire world is controlled by the king of sin.
全世界也被这个罪恶所充满。
And the entire world is filled with sin.
所以耶稣要怎么救我们？
So how is Jesus to save us?
救我们要跟这个世界分别了。
He saves us to be separated from this world.
这是为什么基督徒得救之后需要受浸。
And that is why after we are saved, we are baptized.
借着水把我们与罪恶的世界分开。
By the water, we are separated from this world.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果我们已经受浸。
If we have been baptized.
我们要过一个与世界分别的生活。
Then we need to live a life separated from this world.
我们不要在世界中享受它的最终之乐。
We're not to enjoy the sins of this world.
我们要过敬虔的生活。
We're to live a sanctified life.
不仅世界上我们知道有神。
And not only do we know there is God.
并且在人类历史中，神曾在肉身显现。
But in human history, God became a man.
变成人可以看见的。
And became visible to all.
变成后人可以查考的。
And became a reference for those after him.
更是成为我们人生中可以经历的。
And is also something we can experience in our lives.
所以朋友们
so, dear friends,
千万不能相信无神论。
Please do not believe in atheism.
如果你要认识人
If you want to know people,
你一定要认识这个人的人。
Then you need to go ask those who know this person.
如果你要认识神
If you want to know God,
你也千万一定要找那个认识神的人。
Then you also look for those who know God.
不要到网站上面去看那些无神论的言论。
Don't go online to see, read those, papers on atheism.
如果你盼望得救的话，你要远离那些的言论。
Because if you hope to be saved, then you have to, be far from those ideas.
你要远离那些不敬虔的对神的攻击的话语。
And to, be far from those words that reject God.
今天世界分成两班的人。
Because there are two groups of people on earth today.
两班人都对主耶稣非常有兴趣。
And both groups are very interested in Jesus Christ.
一般人是信主的人。
One group are those who believe in him.
一般人是不但不信主，而且呢，特别攻击神的人。
Other group are those who not only don't believe, but also attack Jesus Christ.
所以你看见那些信主的人，他们每天歌颂耶稣。
And so you see the believers, they praise the Lord every day.
他们读主的话。
And they read the Bible.
他们去传扬耶稣，让人能够得救。
And they preach the gospel so others can be saved.
他们用全力来爱耶稣。
And they love Jesus Christ with all their might.
朋友们，在我们这个时代。
Dear friends, in these times.
信主的气氛不浓厚了。
The atmosphere of believing in Christ is not there anymore.
但是古代并不是这样的。
But in the past, it was not so.
在那些敬虔爱神的世代里头。
Because in those times that were devout, that loved the Lord.
人们的生活是紧紧连于神的。
The lives of people were closely related to God.
他们的文学。
Their literature.
他们的艺术。
Their art,
无论是雕刻绘画
whether it was drawing or sculpture,
或是音乐
or music,
是在那里歌颂神歌颂耶稣的
it was used to praise God,
但是我们的时代
but our time,
被那些有心人竭力的破坏过
has been destroyed by people,
所以他们告诉你没有神啊
so they tell you there is no God,
没有神的目的是什么呢
And what is the purpose?
你可以放纵了。
You can be free.
还不是 free.
You can be set loose.
可以随心所欲的去做吧。
You can do whatever you want.
所以罪恶就越来越大。
And so sin grew.
今天男女的关系何等的混乱。
And today, relationship between male and female is very chaotic.
朋友们，我们要养育一个孩子长大，你会心惊胆跳。
And you should be worried when you raise your children.
因为你不知道罪恶什么哪一天会击到他。
Because you don't know when sin will come into their lives one day.
然后可能后面痛苦的一生就跟随他。
And then maybe a life of suffering will follow.
那当然也跟随着父母了。
And of course will follow the parents.
所以这个时代非常的邪恶。
So these times are very wicked.
教导人放纵自己的肉体私欲。
They teach us to indulge in our lusts.
鼓吹没有神的目的，就叫人可以淫乱。
So, the purpose of having no God is that we can be set loose.
可以不要再受道德的约束。
And we do not need to be under moral standards.
所以朋友们
，friends，
我们不要受这些言论的欺骗。
Don't be deceived by these philosophies.
那些拍电影来欺骗我们的。
Those who deceive us through movies.
那些写小说来欺骗我们的。
Those who write novels to deceive us.
他们非常的知道。
They know.
只要去提到耶稣攻击他，你肯定可以赚钱的。
As long as you attack Jesus, then you can earn money.
你有没有觉得很奇怪？
Do you find this strange?
没有人去写书、拍电影去攻击穆罕默德。
No one writes books or produces film that attacks Muhammad.
也没有人去这样做来攻击释迦牟尼。
And no one does this towards Siddhartha.
攻击孔子。
Or Confucius.
或是那许多的偶像。
Or any of those idols.
没有的。
No one does that.
但是呢，攻击主耶稣的却是很多。
But rather, those who attack Jesus Christ are many.
而且每一样都叫做。
And each one is very popular.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为只有耶稣是真神。
Because only Jesus is the true God.
假的你根本就不需要攻击他。
The false gods you don't need to attack.
但是那些真的，那位要审判人类的，有许多人就恨恶他。
But the true God, the one that will judge humanity, will be attacked.
但是这一位正是你要怕的。
But this is a one you should fear.
正是你要信的。
And one you should believe in.
因为所有的审判的权柄握在他的手中。
Because the authority of judgment is in his hands.
所以耶稣曾经在肉身显现。
And so Jesus was a man before.
然后使徒说他还必有六件事情来证明了这个。
And the apostles say there are six things that testify of this.
第一个被圣灵称义。
First, he was vindicated by the Spirit.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
圣灵是圣洁的灵。
And this Holy Spirit, is holy.
他不住在我们身上。
And he does not dwell in our bodies.
但是在人类历史中。
But in human history.
有一位圣灵降在他的身上。
There was a Holy Spirit that descended on Jesus.
被施洗约翰看见了。
And was seen by John the Baptist.
他就知道。这一位就是神的儿子。
And John the Baptist knew that this man was the Son of God.
因为只有他是义的。
Because only he is righteous.
并且他代替全人类进那个受浸。
And he brought the entire human race into baptism.
圣灵就以这个为他的义。
And so the Holy Spirit used this as his righteousness.
被天使看见。
He was seen by angels.
当主耶稣出生在马槽的时候。
When Jesus was born in the manger,
天使看见了。
The angel saw.
跑到伯利恒的野地去跟那些牧羊人说。
They went to the fields of Bethlehem to tell the shepherds.
救主今天为你们降生。
The Savior has been born tonight.
然后一大队的天兵天使都在空中来赞美，来歌唱。
And the angels in heaven filled the air with their voice and song.
当主耶稣受魔鬼试探的时候。
And when Jesus was tempted by Satan,
他得胜,
he overcame.
但是他很饿,
But he was hungry.
那时候身体很弱。
And he was very weak physically.
可是神就差天使来服侍他。
But God sent angels to serve him.
当他要临上十字架的前一天。
And the day before he was to go on the cross.
他在客西马尼园里面祷告。
He was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他痛苦到一个地步，他的汗像血一样的流下来。
And his troubles were to a point that his sweat were like drops of blood.
需要天使来给他加力量。
He needed the angels to come strengthen him.
当他从死里复活的时候
，And when he was raised from the dead,
天使在那个空坟墓的门口为他做见证。
Angels were there in the empty tomb to testify for him.
告诉那些寻找耶稣的人说他已经复活了。
To tell those who were seeking for Jesus that he has resurrected.
并且要到约定的地方去见你们。
And that he will meet you at the appointed place.
天使也看见主耶稣升天。
And the angels also saw Jesus ascend.
告诉那些信主的人说你看他怎么样升上去有一天他要照样的再回来。
And the angels told the believers that how you see him ascend will be how he returns.
天使看见耶稣一生整个的行径。
Angels saw the entire life of Jesus.
然后被传于外邦。
And he was preached among the nations.
这个荣耀的救赎是要借着人把它传到世界各国。
This glorious salvation will be spread throughout the nations.
这个外邦呢，如果翻成万邦更好，就是 all nations.
And that is all the nations on the world.
我们知道从耶路撒冷开始。
And we know from Jerusalem.
福音传到他的隔壁，撒玛利亚，传到犹太。
The gospel was preached to Judah.
到撒玛利亚。
To Samaria.
然后直到当时的地极就是罗马。
And through the world at that time, which is the Roman Empire.
短短的30年。
In a short 30 years.
没有飞机。
No planes.
没有电视。
No television.
没有电话。
No phones.
没有网络网站。
No internet.
但是呢，福音传到了地极。
But the gospel was spread throughout the world.
神的大能。
God's great power.
把欧洲整个福音化。
Spread the gospel throughout Europe.
朋友们。
Friends.
在欧洲你看见什么？
What do you see in Europe?
你能看见一件事情。
You see one thing.
欧洲的文明，包括它在科学上面的文明，带进今天的文明。
The civilization in Europe brought about the civilization today.
文明不是从佛教，也不是从印度教出来的。
Civilization did not come from Buddhism or Hinduism.
也不是从回教出来的。
Or Islam.
也不是从儒教出来的。或是从道教。
Or Eastern religions.
但是呢，欧洲产生了重大的文明。
But Europe produced great civilization.
今天人人向往的民主和自由。
And today, the freedom and democracy that people seek.
平等和博爱。
Equality.
是从哪里来的？
Where did these come from?
是从圣经来的。
These came from the Bible.
是从那些信主的人和信主的国度里面出来的。
It came from those people and those nations who believed in God.
你我不是正在享受这个果子吗？
Are we not enjoying the fruits of these?
我们怎么可以说神不可信呢？
How can we say that we cannot believe in God?
他为自己留下很多的证明。
He left much evidence for himself.
科学的发展。
The scientific advancement.
到后来被有心人利用。
Was used by some people.
似乎好像科学跟信仰是冲突的。
So that it appeared that science and faith were in conflict.
好像进化是真理，创造是谎言。
Such that evolution was the truth, and creation was deception.
谎言被当作真理。
And actually, deception became the truth.
但是我们如果细心的看一下。
But if we carefully examine these.
科学，近代的科学发展。从物理学、天文学到生物学，到今天所有一切的发展，从欧洲来的。
The modern scientific advancements all originated from Europe.
所以科学跟信仰不仅没有冲突。
So we see that science not only is not in conflict with faith.
相反的，信仰乃是孕育科学的摇篮。
But rather, science came from the foundation of faith.
有一本书，他们在研究科学和信仰的关系。
There's a book that that explored the relationship between faith and science.
我无意中收到这本书。
And I received this book.
叫做《科学的灵魂》。
It is titled The Soul of Science.
是江西人民出版社出版的。
It is from China.
它是一个两位科学家，一个女的，一个男的，他们合作的。
And,
在美国。
Two Chinese scientists in the States, they came out with this book.
在中国被翻译出来。
And it's translated in China.
而且中国的教授为他写这个序言。
And Chinese professors wrote
a preface.
非
常的奇妙。
It's very amazing.
在中国有这么多敬虔的人。
There are so many devout people in China.
他们看见科学的灵魂在信仰。
They see the soul of science in faith.
他们看见没有基督的文明，就没有今天的科学。
And they see without the civilization that comes from Christ, there is no science of today.
你去看看那些伟大的科学家们。
Look at those famous scientists.
无论在哪一个领域。
Regardless of what field.
物理化学。
Physics, chemistry.
天文生物。
Biology.
还有天上的星星。
Astronomy.
还有各类的科学
，and all the fields
充满了敬虔的基督徒
，full of devout Christians。
他们在过去调查过90%那些院士、科学院士都是基督徒。
And they did some research and found that over 90% of these great scientists were Christians。
所以，当福音传到万邦的时候。
So when the gospel was preached through the nations,
万邦就为耶稣基督做见证。
Then the nations testified for Christ.
见证什么呢？
And what did they testify of?
耶稣就是神道成肉身。
That is Jesus came to earth as a man.
是毫无疑问的。
And that is without a question.
被世人信服。
Was believed by the world.
我们看看历代美国的总统。
We see the presidents of the United States.
那些最受人民敬爱的，也是最爱神的。
Those who were most revered by the people were also those who most loved the Lord.
你看，像我们纪念那个总统节。
We just had President's Day.
哪两位总统是那个总统节的那个前后的生日的？考考历史。
Who are the two presidents that bookend this week?
华盛顿还有呢林肯啊，华盛顿跟林肯华盛顿是2月22号生的
George Washington February 22nd
林肯好像2月20
Abraham Lincoln a few days before
有没有人 confirm 啊，我们大家都还回去再读读历史
We can go home and brush up on history
这两位总统成为美国人民的最爱
These two presidents are most beloved of the American people.
但是如果你去读读他们的传记
But if you read their biographies,
你去读读他们的演说
and you read their speeches,
你们看看他们人生是怎么样子生活，怎么样来治理国家的
You see how they lived their lives and ran the country.
完全是以基督为中心的
It was all centered around Christ.
所以他们就职的时候手按圣经，不是一个例行公事。
And so when they are inaugurated, they place their hands on the Bible.
在他们心中是确定的。
In their hearts, it is firm.
他们受神所托，照神的旨意来治理。
They have been given this responsibility by God to run the country.
但是今天时代变了。
But today the times have changed.
我们处在一个很可怜的时代。
And we live in a pitiful time.
信仰遭受无情的摧残。
Because faith is being attacked from all sides.
许多的教授。
Many professors.
许多的那些自由派的人士。
The liberals.
他们攻击圣经。
They attack the Bible.
攻击主耶稣。
And they attack Jesus Christ.
但是他们不知道他们在做什么。
But they don't know what they're doing.
但是朋友们，你今天能够在这里听福音。
Friends, you can listen to the gospel here.
我要劝勉你。
I encourage you.
还有我们那些青年的弟兄姊妹们。
And the young brothers and sisters.
你们那些接受现代化、接受很多教育的人。
Those of us who receive these modern teachings.
特别是在华大读书的。
Especially those who study at UW.
华大大部分是，我不要说这样了。要注意。
Be careful.
回到神的跟前来。
Return to God.
相信神。
Believe in Him.
要跟弟兄姊妹在一起。
To be with brothers and sisters.
不要远离教会。
And do not leave the church.
免得我们被吞吃。
Otherwise, we will be devoured.
这是一个吞吃人的时代。
And this is a time that devours people.
所以那些君王。
And so those kings,
包括英国许多的好的女王
including many of the queens of England,
以色列的大卫、所罗门
David and Solomon,
许多的各行各业的专家们
and professionals and experts from all fields,
当然更多的像你我这样的平凡的人
but of course more of the common people like you and I,
我们都信服耶稣基督。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
为什么我们信服呢?
And why do we believe?
不仅我们听着人家传，我们信了。
Because not only do we believe when others preach,
并且我们经历到他丰盛的恩典。
But we've experienced his abundant grace.
和慈爱。
And love.
主耶稣爱世人。
Jesus loves people.
朋友们，你知道吗?
Friends, do you know that?
你以为他是谁?
Who do you think he is?
他就是你的好牧人。
He is your good shepherd.
他的天父是谁?
And who is his father?
就是你的天父。
That is your heavenly father.
你是有天父的。
Because you have a heavenly father.
不是进化来的。
Not from evolution.
神这么爱我们。
God loves us so much.
你是天天基督徒的见证。
Listen to the testimonies of Christians.
神从粪堆中把我们提拔出来。
God raises us out of the dust.
从灰尘里面把我们抬举出来。
He raises out of the dust.
他真的是爱我们。
He truly loves us.
刚才我们播饼结束的时候唱了一首诗歌。
After the communion earlier, we sang a song.
说耶和华有怜悯的慈爱。
So that Jehovah, has mercy and love.
朋友们，照着我们今天的情况。
Friends, according to our condition today,
我们不仅不配得神的爱,
not only do we not deserve God's love,
我们是应当被刑罚的,
but we ought to be condemned.
全世界是应该被刑罚的,
the entire world should be condemned.
但今天神来这么恩待我们,
but today God has grace on us,
让我们住得舒服,
so that we are comfortable,
吃得饱足,
and we are full.
当我们身强体壮的时候, 就起来反对神吗?
Do we rebel against God when we are strong and healthy?
还是应当感念他有怜悯的慈爱。
Or should we thank him for his gracious love?
我们不配这个爱。
We're unworthy of this love.
因着他的怜悯，爱就临到了我们。
But because of his grace, this love came upon us.
如果主知道，主一定知道。
The Lord knows.
我们所有明处和暗中所做的。
Everything that we do.
我们怎么样待人?
How do we lead others?
我们怎样做事?
How do we conduct business?
没有一样能够逃过他的眼目。
Not one matter will escape his notice.
但是他还是在暗中爱我们。
But he continues to love us.
何等的怜悯。
What great mercy this is.
何等的慈爱。
What love this is.
最后一个证明是他被接在荣耀里。
The final evidence was that he was taken up in glory.
当他复活的时候
When he resurrected,
就是他得荣耀的时候
That was when he was glorified.
因为魔鬼用死亡捆绑人类。
Because the enemy, used death to control people.
全人类没有一个人能够逃过死亡的魔掌。
There is not one person who will escape death.
死亡又从罪来的。
And death comes from sin.
但是今天我们不肯离开罪。
But today we're unwilling to leave sin.
世人以犯罪为他们的荣耀。
People on this earth, use sin as their glory.
同性恋是神所最憎恶的罪。
Homosexuality is a sin that God detests.
但是他们那些基金会叫什么呢？叫做 Pride Foundation.
But these gay organizations call themselves as Pride Foundations.
他们是认为是可夸耀的，值得骄傲的。
And they see this as something to be proud of, and to boast of.
几十万人聚集来游行的时候，他们说是 Pride Parade.
And they hold Pride Parades, when thousands of people gather together.
本来应该是对羞耻的事情，现在样样都给他贴上一个漂亮的、漂亮的一个词藻。
What should have been a shameful thing is now a beautiful and proud event.
朋友们，我们没有轻视任何有同性恋困扰的人。
We do not look down on those who are homosexual.
因为同性恋和所有其他的罪都是罪。
Because like any other sin, homosexuality is the same.
对于有这样的问题的人，神非常的怜悯。
And for those who are struggling with this sin, God has mercy.
我们的态度也是一样。
Our attitude is the same.
我们没有轻看。
We do not look down on these.
但是如果把这个当作是一个骄傲，在那里推广，在那里要恶化这个世界的话呢，那是我们所反对的。
But if we take homosexuality to be a proud event and something to boast of, then this is what we are against.
也是神所定罪的。
And this is the sin that God condemns.
所以神要拯救的罪人。
So the people, the sinners that God saves,
也包括同性恋的人。
Includes homosexuals.
神为什么敢救他们？
And why can God save them?
因为神能改变他们。
Because God can change them.
大在敬虔的奥秘。
The mystery of godliness.
不仅在耶稣这个人的身上显出了这个敬虔。
Not only was this godliness found in Jesus Christ.
就是神在他的身上显出。
It was God manifested in his body.
就在任何一个罪人的身上，如果肯接受耶稣的救赎，照样神要到，肉身要在那里显现。
Whoever is willing to accept Christ, the same glory can be manifested in them.
神照样在这个人的肉身上面显现出来。
God will likewise manifest himself in this person.
朋友们，我们本是照着神的形象和样式造的。
Friends, we were created in the image and likeness of God.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
就神本来的创造，就是要让我们来像他。
That is, God's original creation was for us to be like Him.
敬虔的意思就是像神。
Godliness is to be like God.
但是今天普世的罪恶，
But today, the sins of the world,
不但不像神，
not only are not like God,
像我刚才所说的那些，
like the ones that I mentioned earlier,
那不像神，倒像魔鬼的行为。
Not like God, but rather are like Satan.
但是这个情况会改善吗？
Will this condition improve?
没有一个人有能力改变它。
Not one person has the strength to change.
除非他们转向神。
Unless they turn to God.
所以当圣经快结束的时候，
And so near the end of the Bible,
在启示录最后一章，启示录是圣经最后一卷书，它的最后一章。
In Revelation, the last book of the Bible, in the last chapter,
告诉我们一件事情。
It tells us one thing.
神正在做一个大分别的工作。
God is doing a great separation work.
那些不义的要叫他仍旧不义。
The unrighteous will be separated.
污秽的要叫他仍旧污秽。
And the wicked will be separated.
那些圣洁的要叫他仍旧圣洁。
And the righteous will be righteous.
那些为义的要叫他仍旧为义。
Those holy will be holy.
Righteous.
Righteous. The righteous will be righteous.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是到最后在人的中间没有灰色中间的地带了。
And that is at the end, there will be no gray area.
不是在义的这边，就是要在不义的那一边。
If you are not on the side of righteousness, then you are on the other side.
不是在圣洁的这边，就是在污秽淫乱的那一边。
If you are not on the side of holiness, then you are on the side of wickedness.
这是一个可怕的审判。
And this is a terrifying judgment.
等到审判决定之后，再也没有人可以跨越这两个界限。
And once the judgment is made, no one will be able to cross.
朋友们，千万不要再当作还有明天。
Friends, do not consider there will be tomorrow.
今天就是神拯救的日子。
Today is the day God saves.
今天是神悦纳的日子。
And today is the God is the day God accepts.
所以我们要来得救。
So we're to be saved.
我们要来操练敬虔。
So we can practice godliness.
圣经说，操练敬虔，凡事都有益处。
Bible says to practice there.
那个第三章。
Godliness has value for all things.
敬虔的操练不是一个苦修。
Practicing godliness is not self-inflicted discipline.
敬虔的操练乃是伏在神的面前。
Practicing godliness is submitting before God.
借着十字架的工作。
Through the work of the cross.
除去我们原来的败坏。
To take away our sin,
让神从我们身上活出
，so that God can live through us,
是自然的
，it's something natural,
是生命的流露
，the outflow of life,
是神能力的运行
，and it is the flowing of God's strength.
朋友们，不需要你费力
，friends, you do not need to strive,
但需要你有心
，but you need to have a heart.
凡是愿意这样接受耶稣基督的人
Those who want to accept Jesus Christ,
他保证在我们身上做成他的工作
He guarantees that he will do his work in our life
完完全全脱离罪和他所有权势的辖制
So we can completely depart from sin and its bondage
他说操练敬虔有今生和来生的应许
It says godliness has value both for the present life and the life to come
朋友们，能够脱离罪多好啊
！Friends, how good it will be to depart from sin.
能够脱离不良的习惯多好啊
！To let go of our bad habits.
许多的东西都在伤害我们的身体。
Many things are hurting our bodies.
像抽烟喝酒。
Such as smoking and drinking.
更不要说吸毒。
Or doing drugs.
那么还有那些淫乱邪恶的事情。
And those other.Wicked and corrupt things.
最后一定是在我们的身上讨债的。
In the end, the price is on our body.
不要拿我们的生命开玩笑。
Do not take our life.
得救在今生就有祝福。
A salvation will bring us blessing today.
免去许多罪恶对我们的伤害。
So that we can avoid many of the injuries of sin.
还有在心里头的那些嫉妒。骄傲、仇恨
，and the jealousy and greed and hate inside.
神也要把我们除去。
God will remove these.
神要用他的美丽的性情来代替。
And God will replace these with His beauty.
充满了爱和宽恕。
So that we're full of love.
充满了谦卑和顺服。
We're full of humility and obedience.
神要把他的美德住在我们的身上。
God is to put His beauty in our life.
所以你的人际关系改善了。
And so your relationships improve.
你的家庭和谐了。
And your family is in harmony.
我们这个人也变得正常了。
And we become normal.
我们可以过一个容神益人的生活。
And we can live a life pleasing to God and man.
来生的应许。
And there are the promises for the life to come.
当世界末日到的时候。
When the end of the world comes,
基督世界末日完成了，结束了，基督要回来。
The Lord will return.
那些在生命上被他改变完全的，要进到那个千年国度。
Those who have been perfected by His work will enter into the millennium.
他们要避免那个大灾难的苦难。
And they will avoid the great tribulation.
朋友们，我要举一个例子。
Friends, I want to raise an example.
我们认识一个老弟兄，今年九十多岁了。
We know an elderly brother who is 90 some years old.
我们没有听见过说他在那边操练身体啊，练举重啊什么的。
And we do not hear that he lifts weights or exercises.
但是他比那些运动家、那些健身家活得更健康。
But he is more healthy than those who actually do these exercises.
更快乐。
And he's more happy.
他九十多岁了。
And he's 90 some years old.
他在那里讲几个小时的道，不需要看，不需要翻圣经参考，也不需要带小抄，不像我。
And he can preach without notes.
他从年幼就操练敬虔。
From his youth, he practiced godliness.
这是何等大的祝福！
What a great blessing this is.
我们可能很多都已经太慢了啊。
Maybe for some of us, it is too late.
我们没办法回到说，哎呀，我小小的时候就信主。
And we cannot return to when we were young.
但是，什么时候悔改，什么时候就开始得福。
But whenever you repent, that is when you will be blessed.
什么时候踏进这个恩典，什么时候开始享受。
Whenever you step into this grace, that is when you will begin to enjoy.
过去的已经没有办法追回来。
You cannot gain what was in the past.
但是今天却在你的手中。
But today is in your hands.
主耶稣何等的慈爱。
Jesus truly loves us.
我们要来相信他。
So we should believe in him.
主耶稣说了几段话。
And he spoke a few passages.
我很想跟朋友们分享一下。
I want to share these with friends.
他说这几段话叫我们说，你不能不信我。
And these words say that you cannot but believe in me.
头一个，他已经在肉身显现过。
And first, he was, he came to earth as a man.
所以刚才那一段我们读的圣经说，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的一层书。
And so we read that here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
神在肉身显现是我们可信的凭据。
The Lord came to earth as a man, and this is an evidence we can believe in.
第二个我们要相信的原因是因为主耶稣所说过的话。
And second, why we should believe is because of the words he said.
在约翰福音十五章二十二节。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 22.
主耶稣说，我若没有来教训他们，他们就没有罪。但如今他们的罪无可推诿了。
Jesus says, If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. Now, however, they have no excuse for their sin.
朋友们，今天我们有福音可以听。
Friends, today we have the gospel to listen to.
我们有圣经可以读。
And we have the Bible to read.
我们有基督徒的见证可以看见。
And we have the testimony of Christians to see.
所以说这些构成了我们应该相信的理由。
And Jesus says that these are the reasons that we should believe.
所以说讲了多少的比喻。
How many parables that Jesus shared.
用了多少的苦心讲很多的故事。
And how much time he spent to share these stories.
就是要呼召罪人悔改。
That is to call sinners to repent.
他告诉我们说他就是道路、真理、生命。
He tells us that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着他就没有人可以回到父亲那里去。
If it's not through him, then no one can go to the Father.
朋友们，我们要相信他的话。
Friends, we need to believe his words.
另外一个是因着他的好行为，我们来信主。
And another is because of his good actions, we should believe.
这在约翰福音十章的三十七节。
This is in John chapter 10, verse 37.
他就说，我若不行我父的事，你们就不必信我。我若行了，你们纵然不信我，也当信这些事，叫你们又知道又明白，父在我里面，我也在父里面。
Do not believe me unless I do what my Father does. But if I do it, even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I in the Father.
这两节圣经讲到两样事情。
These two verses speak of this,
一个是讲到主耶稣把父彰显在他的行为中。
One is that, Jesus is from the Father.
另外一个是主耶稣把神的能力显在他的工作中。
And the other is that Jesus showed the power of the Father in his miracles.
主真的是把父表现出来。
And he really showed the Father.
当有人要推他下山崖的时候，
When people were trying to throw him over the cliff,
他从他们中间走过去。
He walked through their midst.
如果主要把他们那些人推下山崖是很简单的。
It would have been easy for him to throw the people off the cliff.
但是他没有这样做。
But he did not do so.
他忍受罪人的顶撞。
And he endured the mocking of men.
当撒玛利亚人不接待他的时候，
When the people of Samaria did not accept him,
他就绕路走过去。
Then he took a roundabout way.
虽然门徒们说，我们好不好从天上降个火把他们全都烧死。
Even though the disciples asked him to call fire to rain down on them.
主耶稣就责备他们。
But Jesus rebuked them.
责备他们的灵不对。
And said that they had a bad spirit.
当一个犯淫乱的妇人被抓到主耶稣跟前的时候，
When a woman caught in adultery was brought before Jesus.
按照律法是人人都可以拿石头打死这个妇人的。
According to the law, all people can stone this woman.
但主耶稣保护她。
But Jesus protected her.
他说谁是没有罪的，可以第一个先拿石头打他。
And he said, those without sin can cast the first stone.
那天主救了一个可怜的罪人。
That day, Jesus saved a pitiful sinner.
他在穷人们中间行走。
And he walked among the poor.
他在那些困苦无依无靠的人中间传道。
And he preached to those who were and suffering.
那个撒玛利亚的妇人换了五个丈夫，第六个还不满足。
The woman from Samaria who had five husbands, who was unsatisfied.
但是主耶稣去把活水给她。
But Jesus gave her living water.
叫她以后不需要再一直换丈夫了。
So that she does not need to keep on changing husbands.
今天我们在世界的追逐从来不会满足。
Today, the pursuits of this world will not satisfy us.
我们需要耶稣。
We need Jesus.
只有他能够满足我们。
Because only he can satisfy us.
他所做的更多了。
And his works are even more.
他叫瞎眼的能看见。
He caused the blind to see.
立刻看见。
It was immediate sight.
是完全看见。
And complete sight.
瘸腿的起来走路。
He caused the lame to walk.
是完全痊愈。
It's complete healing.
是十分的强壮。
And it's completely strong.
长大麻风的捷径。
And he healed the lepers.
变得像小孩的皮那么样的细嫩，那样的洁白。
So that their skin was like that of a child's.
他叫死人复活。
And he raised the dead.
他所做的神迹无人能做。
His miracles cannot be duplicated.
主耶稣说，如果你们不欣赏我的好行为，你至少要相信我所做的这些事从神来的。
So he says that even if you cannot believe in me, believe in my miracles.
朋友们，我自己信耶稣。
Friends, I believe in Jesus.
我得到很大的福气。
And I have received great blessing.
我今天能够像今天。
I can be here today.
我的家庭能够像今天的家庭。
And my family can be the family it is today.
都因为我信了主。
It's because I believed in God.
朋友们，没有别的原因。
There is no other reason.
因为我知道我是什么样的人。
Because I know what kind of person I am.
我也看得见我的家庭是过去是怎样的家庭。
And I have seen how my family is.
但是大哉敬虔的奥秘。
But the mystery of godliness.
神在肉身显现。
was God coming to earth as a man.
这是我们的救恩。
This is our salvation.
朋友，你愿意来信他吗？
Friends, are you willing to believe?
今天就来接受他。
To accept him today.
我们来唱刚才那个五十一首好吗？
Let us sing hymn 51.
诗歌五十一首。
Hymn 51.
讲到主耶稣离弃宝座，撇下他的王冕。
It speaks of Jesus leaving his throne and giving up his crown.
来到地上降生马槽。
Coming to earth to be born in a manger.
但马槽不应当是他住的地方。
But the manger should not have been his place.
你我的心才是神为他预备的地方。
Your heart and my heart is the place God has prepared.
我们把第一节唱一下。
We'll sing verse 1.
我们希望朋友们你预备你的心。
And we hope, our friends, that you prepare your hearts.
今天来接受救主。
To accept the Savior today.
今天来进入敬虔。
To enter godliness today.
起来，如果你羡慕主所给你的生命。
Friends, if you admire the life God will give you.
你愿意脱离罪恶，脱离审判。
And you're willing to depart from sin and judgment.
你愿意开始进入敬虔的生活。
And you're willing to enter into a life of godliness.
你怕有一天众子进荣耀的时候，你也在其中。
So that you will be part of that group that enters into glory.
我请求你今天举手决志。
I ask that you raise your hand and be saved.
接受耶稣为救主。
To accept Jesus as your Savior.
做神的儿女。
To be a child of God.
如果你有这样的心愿。
If you have this desire.
请在座位上把手举一下。
Please raise your hand from your seats.
举起你的手来。
Raise your hand.
打开你的心门。
And open your heart.
让耶稣进来。
To allow Jesus to come in.
有没有哪一位愿意的？
Is there anyone who is willing?
主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
你本是君王。
You were a king.
又尊贵又荣耀。
For glory and honor.
却选择降生在马槽。
You chose to be born in a manger.
以肉身向人显现。
And showed yourself as a man.
我相信。
I believe.
我接受。
I accept.
你是神道成肉身。
You are God, who came to earth.
成为我的救主。
Became my savior.
我欢欢喜喜地接受你。
And I happily accept you.
请你住在我的心中。
Please, dwell in my heart.
让我的心做你的宝座。
So that my heart can be your throne.
我欢迎你的生命进到我里头。
I welcome your life into myself.
我渴慕圣洁敬虔。
And I desire godliness.
求你帮助我。
Please help me.
我把余生交给你。
I commit my life to you.
求你保护我。
May you protect.
带领我。
And guide me.
成就你的旨意在我身上。
Accomplish your will in my life.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.